It's time for This Day in History with Kevin Allen and Bill Shiwe on KJC Country 104.7 FM and WKJC.com.
Yes, indeed. At 7:18, sun's just starting to shine. And, well, this guy always shines for us. Bill Shiwe for This Day in History. Good morning, Bill.
Good Friday, September 1st to you, Kevin.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the new month, and hopefully you've got a great weekend plan.
I do, and you're probably headed off with your family to Boston College to watch NIU play, right?
NIU, go Huskies! Well, it would just be me. The rest of them are going to fire up chips against Michigan State tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot going on this weekend, and, you know, hopefully with the high school sports, they got theirs over with because of the weekend. But anyway, September 1st today, I'm going to jump right in here. We call it today, and some of you are not going to believe this, this is actually the start of fall.
No, come on now. I thought we had 20 more days before that.
It's the meteorological fall.
Oh.
Based on the annual temperature cycle, in other words, summer went from June to August 31st, and so today, September 1st, is fall, which will now go from today till November 30th, and it's all based on temperature.
Wow, how unique. I kind of like the way that goes. You don't break it up into four, and then we don't have to worry about remembering those, equinoxes and all that good stuff.
Well, yeah, that's why we have astronomers, because there's the ones that base our so-called seasons. They base it on, of course, your science days, the Earth's tilt of the axis. So, today you're looking at a 7:01 sunrise and a sunset at 7:40, which is the meteorological fall. But those of you that are standing by the old fall from the astronomers, September 23rd, it's going to be this year, Kevin. And we're going to have 7:10 getting up, and 7:16 is when it's going to be when it's going to be at 2:50 a.m. is going to be when that happens.
All right, I like that better because I would like to have three more weeks of summer. Thank you.
All right, we'll throw that one out. And we'll keep what Kevin said. And also a food day today. It's National Cherry Pop Over Today.
Oh.
Over Day. We did have the turnover. I looked that up. August 28th, we had that one. We also had a National Tort Day.
That's right.
So it's only fair to say it's Pop Over Day.
All right, so just pop on over and have some cherries with Bill.
And make it a light roll.
Yeah, there you go.
Made from egg batter, and it's supposed to be, and I've never had it, but it says it's made like Yorkshire pudding.
Oh. No, I've never had it either.
All right, well, then we both don't know what it is.
No.
Someone out there probably does. Anyway, that's where it came from. And a popover is baked in muffin tins, and it's called popover because the batter swells and the batter goes over the top of the tin. So popover.
Okay.
We move to 1878. Okay. I'll throw that one out with the meteorological fall. 1878, claim to fame today for Emma Nutt.
Oh.
N-U-T-T. Emma Nutt, 1878. It is your day today, actually.
Ooh.
And she has a claim to fame because she is the first female telephone operator for the Boston Telephone Dispatch Company.
Oh, is that right? The first female one. So they had male ones, but she broke that gender barrier.
Yeah, and the reason they had males actually was young teenage boys were hired, first of all, because they were cheaper and because they could keep them there longer. Their hours were anywhere from 12 to 14 hours.
Wow.
And, now, the question out there is why, Bill, did they switch the teenage boys?
Oh, yeah.
They were having such a, they were getting them. Well, what happened was is because people were complaining that they were rude. They were rude on the phone. They were also, it says, they were sometimes cursing the customers. And so this company, the Boston Telephone Dispatch, said, you know what, let's try a woman. And so they brought in Emma Nutt, and so she becomes that. And she is making $10 per month.
Whoa, $10 a month. Well, she was rolling in the chips.
She was rolling in the chips. She had a 54-hour week, so she probably didn't have anything union for telephone yet. So she was gabbing on the phone or whatever she was doing, and so women then made the breakthrough, and I'll throw a sidelight in there.
Oh, okay.
My mom, when she graduated from Proviso East High School in 1939, that was her first job. She was a telephone operator, my mom.
Wow. Yeah, that's a kind of a unique job to have anymore.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, I'm not going to explain it.
Right.
Because I grew up where I was on a party line. Now, that doesn't mean Bill Shively was partying.
Yeah, I know.
That was other people were using it. So
yep.
It's kind of weird. We moved to 1906, and this is the headline, Kevin. Greatest game in history of baseball played today. And it's a rookie pitcher by the name of Jack Combs for Philadelphia A's. And he is going up against a pitcher that is from the Boston, not Red Sox, but they were called back there the Americans,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Harris. So Joe Harris and Jack Combs start. Jack now is kind of an interesting man because he's a rookie, and this is his start after only 2 days rest.
Wow.
And they're going to play a doubleheader today, and so they lead off with this. And long story, the game actually ends in a four. The game actually ends 4-1, but it was 1-1 until the top of the 24th inning.
What? Wait, what? The top of the 24th?
Yes, top of the 24th. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because both pitchers are still around.
I almost was expecting you to say that back in the day. Those rubber arm pitchers, they just didn't want to leave the game.
And remember, I said Combs had already pitched 2 days earlier.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
So they scored three runs. The A's scored three runs in the inning. And Combs pitched with 2 days rest.
Jeez.
And I looked up the box score because you can do that now. There was, in that 24-inning game, each side played 10 players.
Oh, man. The only people who didn't get into the game were probably the relief pitchers.
And you remember back then, 1906, gloves stayed on the field.
Yeah, that's right. You left your glove out there. That's right.
So I'm sure that some by the 23rd were forgetting and just walking in with it, right?
Yeah. Hey, we're so tired. Oh, my stars.
1977. For you computer people, the first TRS-80 Model 1 microcomputer system is put on sale today.
Oh, man. I'll bet it had about the same amount of power as a 40-watt bulb.
It said it had a keyboard, a processor, a 4KB memory, and a level 1 basic language. And all of this you got to bring home for
$599. $599 to have, a glorified word processor, pretty much.
So raise your hand out there if you know what TRS stood for.
Ooh, wow. I thought the T might stand for Tandy.
It does.
But the R and the S, I'm not sure of.
Well, they hooked up with a company called Radio Shack.
Oh, Tandy Radio Shack. I should have thought of that. That's right. Oh, man. I used to love going into Radio Shack.
And I bet you there is someone out there that's got one in their garage. So go out there and check it out.
Check it out at all the garage sales this weekend that people have.
1979, Clayton Moore. Anybody know who Clayton Moore is?
Sure.
He played the Lone Ranger from 1949 to 1957. Well, today he makes the news. He's, I think, around 65 years old, and today he makes the news. And he makes the news because he's taken to court.
What? Oh, no. Over what?
He was wearing his outfit and on appearances, and the company that's putting out a new movie said that they didn't want him doing that because it was not good PR, because at 65, who wants to go see him? So they went to court, and they were smearing him up. And another company came to Mr. Moore and said, you know what? We really like you. We'd like to feature you in our ads on TV. And so he became famous again because he says, who's behind the Foster Grant sunglasses?
Oh, that's hilarious. I don't remember those commercials, but I could see him doing that. That's crazy.
Suits dropped in 1984, five years later, and for those of you that went to see it, we did see it, and I kind of enjoyed it, but according to this note here that I have, it was actually a bomb at the theater.
Oh, that's too bad, but yeah, Clayton Moore, all kinds of problems after he played the Lone Ranger with his life.
And for you country western, in the movie was Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard, oh, okay, wow.
Car news, 1982. Oh. Speedometer is now required to have a maximum speed limit.
What? I thought they always did.
Well, they moved it up to 85 miles an hour.
Oh, to 85. Wow. Because I remember as a kid seeing 120 on those dials.
Well, they did. And then they had to dial it back because of conserving gas in the late 70s. And so they were required to go to a 55 miles
speed. Oh, yeah.
So the 85. And then 7 years later, another car news, airbags become mandatory in U.S. cars.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I didn't think it was that late. I thought they were in even before that. So, mandatory. Yeah.
I'm sorry to talk over. Yeah, but 1973, you're right. The Toronado was the first car to have them. And for those of you that are scratching your head and said, how did they even come up with an airbag? Actually, it was a man who designed it because he looked at the covers on Navy torpedoes first patented in 1953. And so he took that design and put it in the car.
Wow, that's an odd leap from the torpedo covers to airbags. Wow.
Yeah, well, they probably were pitching for 24 innings when he was.
He was tired, yeah.
And with this quick one, 1995, this museum in Cleveland, Ohio, opens today. And the name of it is because of a man by the name of Alan Freed. They named it because of something Alan Freed coined.
Oh, well, it's got to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Exactly. He coined, supposedly, the term rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so they opened it up today in Cleveland, Ohio. That's the reason from what I could find. First inductee was Chuck Berry.
Good.
And he, along with Bruce Springsteen, were the first ones to actually play the song. And it was Johnny B. Goode.
Johnny B. Goode. Buck Owens has a country version of Johnny B. Goode, too.
Throw that one in.
There you go.
That is my list today for the start of
That's right. No. Just the start of September. Just
right.
A couple to add to it. A couple of movie premieres today. Both movies I like. 1954, Rear Window, directed by Alfred Hitchcock with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly. Great movie.
Saw it once.
Yeah. And in 1978, Dawn of the Dead, maybe the original zombie movie directed by George Romero, premieres today in 1978.
Yeah, very popular in schools, right?
There you go. Well, that's what I've got. Bill, enjoy your holiday weekend. I do believe we will meet up on Monday morning, won't we?
We will meet up on Monday morning.
Excellent.
Everybody be safe and have a very good weekend.